Es Chazar soll sich nicht mehr Habachi Ches Choshrag Allah Vashalom Ben Avram Yehuda. Sechles Brachas Daf Ches. Rabbi Yitzchak asked Rav Nachman why he didn't come to Shul. Rav Nachman said he was too weak to come. So Rabbi Yitzchak asked why didn't he get a minion together in his house. He said he didn't want to bother other people. So Rabbi Yitzchak told him at least he should make sure to daven the same time as a minion is davening in Shul, because we find that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochai and others dashim psukim to teach that there's a special Eitz Ratzon when the Tzibur is davening. Brisa says that Kadosh Baruch Hu says if someone is Oisik B'Toyer U'Gemilas Chasadim and he davens with the Tzibur, Hashem considers it as if this person redeemed Hashem himself and Hashem's children, the Klal Yisrael, from Golos. Rish Lakish says if someone has a Beis HaKnesses in his city and doesn't go there to daven, he's called a Shachin Ra, and even more, he's Goyrim Golos for himself and his children. Rabbi Yochanan wondered how there can be old people in Bavel, because the Pasuk says, L'man Yirbu Yimeichem Avnei V'neichem Al Ho'adama, which is on Eretz Yisrael. When he heard that these people come early to Shul and leave late from Shul, he said that's why they have this chus and live long. Rav Chista says a person should enter a Shul at least the length of two doors, and then first sit down and daven. The Pasuk says, Azois Yispala Kol Chosidei Lechel Eitz Mitzoy, a person should always daven for when something is needed. What is that referring to and what is needed? Rav Chanina says it refers to finding a wife. Rav Nosson says it refers to Torah. Rav Nachman Beisach says it refers to death, that she should have an easy death. Rabbi Yochanan says it refers to Kfura. Mazutra said it refers to having a bathroom always local and available to him. In Eretz Yisrael, they said that is the most essential one out of all the others. Rav from Bar Papa told Rava that Rav Chista dashed in the pasuk to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the gathering that are gathered to learn halacha more than any of the other Bate Knesios or Bate Midrashos. As we find said that from the day of the Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has a place in this world, his place is only Ela Be'arba Amos Shehalacha Bilvad. Which is why we find that many of the Amoraim were very makbit to daven exactly where they learned halacha, because that's where the Shechina would be found. Chia Ba'ami in the name of Ula said that it says greater things about someone who supports himself and doesn't have to come on to other people than someone who's a Yirah Shemayim. He also said that a person should always live near his Rebbe, because we find as long as Shlomo HaMelech's Rebbe was alive, he didn't marry Bas Pari. Rabbi Ami Darash in the Pasuk to teach that you're not allowed to leave a room while the Sefer Torah is open. Revo would walk out Ben Gavra LeGavra. Papa asked if you can leave Ben Pasuk LePasuk, the Gemara leaves with a Teku. Sheshes would turn around from the Torah and learn his other Limudim. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Ami says there's a Chiev to do Shnayim Mikra V'Yecha Targum every week, and one who does so is zeichet to have a long life. Rabbi Barabaya thought to just do all the parashas at one time, either at the end of the year or in the beginning of the year, but a certain elder told him that it's supposed to be done really each week by its up in the proper time. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his children three things. Number one, to be Mavra Sedra. Number two, to cut the Vridim according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda when shechting a bird. And number three, is be careful with the covet of an older person who forgot his learning because of an oinus. Rava told his children that when you cut meat, don't cut it on your hand either because of its sakana or because you'll spoil the food. Also, never sit on the bed of an aramis. And number three is don't walk behind the shul while the tzibur is davening. When he said not to sit on the bed of an aramis, either he meant don't go to sleep without saying kriyashma, or he meant don't marry a giyaris, or he meant an actual don't sit on the bed of an aramis, because we find that Rav Papa once tried to frame Rav Papa when he was asked to sit down on the bed of an aramis, that he was going to frame him for murdering a child. Can't walk behind the shul when they're davening, like Rav Shulchan Levi says, because it makes people think that you're just running away from shul and don't agree with the people who are davening in the shul. But Abaya said that's only if there's not another door. If there is another door, people won't think that you're running away. Also, that's only if there's no other shul in the neighborhood. Also, that's only if you don't have packages or you're not running, because it shows that you have other things to do. And if you're not wearing, if you're wearing tefillin, clearly it shows that you agree with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvahs. Rabbi Akiva praised the people of Mada with three things: that they cut the meat not on their hands, they rather do it on the table, that they only kiss on the hands, they don't kiss each other on the face, and that they only say secrets out in the field where no one can hear. Rabbi Gamliel praised the Persians with three things: that they're tznuin when they eat, they're tznuin in the Beis HaKisei, and they're tznuin when they have tashmish. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel said that you can say Kriya Shema Ad Alois HaShachar. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel paskins like Rabbi Gamliel. Brisa says that Rishim Yehoi says a person can lane Kriya Shema twice in one night, once before Amud HaShachar and once right after Amud HaShachar, and be Yotze for the nighttime Kriya Shema and the morning Kriya Shema, even though it's considered to be night after Amud HaShachar, but for Kriya Shema purposes, it's called Uvu Kamecho, and therefore you can lane Kriya Shema. Rav Acha Bar Chanina in the name of Rishim Levi paskins like Rishim Yehoi. Others say this psak was given on a different brisa, where Rav Shimon ben Yochai says in the name of Rabbi Akiva that someone can lay in Kriya Shema twice in one day, once right before Nates and once right after Nates, and still be Yoitza for the Kriya Shema Shal Arvis and the Kriya Shema Shal Shacharis. Because even though it's still, it is really day, but for purposes of Kriya Shema before Nates it's called night, because people are still sleeping, it's still called Ushachbecha. It was on this that Rabbi Acha ben Rabbi Chanina, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, passed like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Yosef says that it wasn't actually Rabbi Shimon ben Levi didn't pass him beferish like Rabbi Shimon, but rather in a story it once happened that he said, b'di'evit, you can rely on Rabbi Shimon for some people who didn't have a choice and didn't link Kriya Shema before that time. He said, k'day Rabbi Shimon to be lismech ala b'shasat chak.